Joining us on the ticket hotline is the guy who was in the broadcast booth on Sunday in Santa Clara for Cowboys 49ers. It's the lead analyst for Fox Football, Greg Olson. Good morning, Greg.
Oh, God. Come on, guys. Let's say hello to Mr. Greg with a little more enthusiasm, okay?
Okay. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Greg.
Hey, I like that. I like that energy. Hi, George. Hi, Craig. We're going to have some fun talking on the phone together today, aren't we?
I hope so.
We are.
You guys have permission to talk on the telephone?
We don't need permission.
Oh, great, right? Hey, let's not forget, third leg Greg is now a gently scolding kindergarten teacher who drops T's from words. You remember that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's important.
Why do you do that? It's just an old habit, I guess?
Or? Oh, I can tell that, George, you're talking out of sadness. We're feeling a little sad right now in Dallas, aren't we?
Well, yeah. Most of the Metroplex is sad the Cowboys are out. Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard when we have all these feelings and we don't know what to do with them, do we?
I guess not.
And what Mr. Greg says is that you should hug a special stuffed animal. You know, do you guys have like a little cuddle bear?
No.
Hug your little cuddle bear.
Okay.
Mr. Greg is going to hug his friend KB, right?
Is that your little cuddle bear?
Right. He's my cuddle bear, right?
Right.
Tony Pollard, he got a boo-boo on his ankle.
Yeah, that's terrible.
What do we do when we get a boo-boo on our ankle? We tell an adult. Yeah, that's what Tony did.
he sure did.
And so now Tony can go see a doctor, and a doctor's nothing to be scared of, right?
Right.
They want to be your friend, right?
That's right.
Right?
That's who you go see if you're hurt or have a boo-boo.
Yeah, so why are we sad right now?
Well, because the Cowboys season is over.
Look, I think the Cowboys did the best they could. Dak Prescott is good, but he's inconsistent.
Yeah.
He's inconsistent.
Yeah.
What word was that? Oh, inconsistent means that he doesn't always play the same way.
Uh-huh.
Playing the same way. That's what he wants to start doing. But sometimes we can't always do that. So that's why a player's got to, he's just got to try a little bit harder.
This is Fox analyst Greg Olson with us breaking down Cowboys 49ers.
But it's okay, right? I mean, we all play in different ways.
Yeah.
Different ways.
Yeah, why are you dropping your T every word?
What's really nice is to have the courage to, you know, do what the Cowboys did and at least take a shot. I mean, you got to take a shot.
Well, they did. They threw a couple of deep passes.
A shot?
It's so important. No, I don't mean a shot like you get in a doctor's office. A shot down the field.
Oh, okay. A shot.
Did you guys hear my strange fascination with George Kittle?
Yes.
Yeah, you seem to really love him.
He's fun, right? He's so fun, right?
I guess so.
He's kind of creepy.
I mean, he was a fun tight end. I was a fun tight end, too.
Yeah.
I came up with a rap song, and unfortunately, I regret everything I put in that song.
Yeah.
Please tell the Hang Zone to quit playing that. They're your play friends, right?
Yeah.
Please tell them.
Well, we got it right here. Let's give it a little listen here.
What's your name?
G-Reg.
What you do?
Get
how you do?
Drop my drawers. I gotta see my third leg. Chilling on the seventh floor.
Ooh. Greg is in the house. God, you really hate to hear that now. After no. Let's go ahead and turn that off, right?
Okay,
it's a lot of naughty words.
It doesn't really hold up. It doesn't really fit your on-air persona now.
Let that be a lesson to you, kids. If you're as white as Mr. Greg, don't do an out-of-date rap song to try to impress your black friends. That's how you end up with nicknames like Third Leg Greg, right?
Right.
Right.
Right? Hey, listen, I'm not a good role model, kids. You know who is a good role model?
Who?
Zach Martin. I mean, look at a player like Zach Martin.
Yeah.
Zach Martin is a great player, right? We love him in Dallas.
Yes, he is great.
Oh. There's a little fight that's breaking out in Mr. Greg's class's line. We're going to the painting museum today and the petting zoo. Isn't that fun, right?
Yeah, you're going to have a great day.
Actually, it's going to be a great day, right?
Yeah.
Teaching a class in kindergarten.
All right,
like.
Got to go, guys.
Okay.
Good morning. Y'all have a great day.
Okay. Bye, Greg.
I wish as a kid I would have had his class. It seems so nice.
So fun. Yeah, he's so pleasant. Who do you think says right more? Olson or Romo?
Well, I would now put Chris Collinsworth in that mix, and I would also put Kevin Burkhardt in that mix. Four of them have the right disease.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?